AM 1300 KGLO. It's time for our Caregiver Corner, and we welcome Lark Trigstad to the studio. Hi, Lark.
Good morning.
Well, it's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I had laryngitis for a few days, and back on the saddle, though.
You had laryngitis. That's got to be tough.
Well, you know, the cliche is my husband enjoyed it, but well, he did. He was very sweet, though.
Was he?
He helped with sign language.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny. That is funny. Well, today you have a topic of memory lapses, normal or not.
Yeah. Don't we worry about that.
Yeah. Have you ever gone out to the parking lot after leaving a store and you can't find your car? What is really frustrating is temporarily forgetting the most ordinary things, names, phone numbers, or where you put something. It's dreadful. It's an awful feeling. And a person may worry that these are the first signs of dementia.
Very true.
Right?
I experienced those myself. You know, a stress, an extra busy day, poor sleep, and even medications can interfere with making and recalling memories. Dr. Yazar, a PhD from Johns Hopkins, says, and we all have moments when a name or title of a movie is right on the tip of the tongue, but those events are different from the kinds of lapses that may be warning signs for dementia. So
how do you tell the difference between simple slip-ups and something that may be a little bit more serious?
It's kind of hard because a lot of people are able with their social skills to cover, but the important thing to look for is persistent change in our ability to think and function. Dr. Yazar tips us off with a few clues that may reassure us, and this is a big one for me. Are your conversations getting stalled? We all have to search for the right word from time to time, and it's normal for this to happen more often as we get older. What's not normal is extreme difficulty remembering words, calling things and people by the wrong words or names, and withdrawing socially as a result. And I've seen this many times. Having more and more trouble following, joining, or continuing a conversation may be a red flag for dementia risk.
So you mean me calling broccoli the green stuff? That's
circumventing.
I should not.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay. Do memory slip-ups interfere with daily life? Forgetting the name of your neighbor's dog is normal.
Yeah.
What's not? No longer being able to do everyday activities the way you used to. And you know you now need help that has to come from family or from professionals.
Yeah, and that's hard. Are you losing things and just can't figure out where they went? Well, I do, and we all misplace things. And yes, on a busy morning, we may even put the cornflakes box in the refrigerator if we're moving too fast. It's normal to put things in the wrong spot, and it's normal to catch the mistake or retrace our steps to find the keys sitting on top of today's stack of mail. My dad, in his early stages of dementia, would get the telephone book out when he couldn't remember names. And he would literally sit down and go through the alphabet until it triggered his memory for the name he was trying to recall.
No kidding.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, wow.
But what's not is putting things in more and more unusual places and starting to suspect without evidence that people have stolen your missing possessions.
Uh-oh.
And my father also had a clever little trick. He decided to hide all the scissors in the house together in one place. So Lark mysteriously misplaced them herself. So
you did away with the scissors.
I confiscated them.
With the busy nature of life in the 21st century, the complaints about memory do not seem to be limited to older adults. Young and old are finding it challenging to remember all the information they're presented with each day.
Yeah, And isn't that true with all the internet stuff we have and the
just
emails?
Try to remember your access codes.
Oh, yeah. You're not supposed to write those down. Uh-huh. A caregiver may often feel that their memory is starting to fail due to the many factors that we've talked about this morning, but however, slower retrieval of information, a.k.a. the names on the tip of my tongue phenomenon, will likely affect us all.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It does.
Normal aging, but...
Well, see, now somebody asked me, why do I park at the farthest place at the grocery store in, when I go to the parking lot? Why do I park so far away?
It's an I-1 trait.
It's, well, it's I take the last place as far away as I can.
Yeah.
And for a couple of reasons. Number one, I know where my car is when I come out.
Good
idea. I don't have to worry.
See?
But number two, it's good exercise.
That's, boy, you right in, you know, the wellness thing.
And it keeps me away from door dings, so I don't have to park next to the guy that's got the great big truck.
Yeah, right.
And he opens the door, and you know, the
boom.
The bottom of his door is about where the top of my car is.
I have a couple of those, yeah. Well, you know, and a lot of our vehicles look alike. I have a black SUV, and how many black SUVs are out there?
A lot of them, yeah.
Except for my license plates are going to stick out. They say Lark.
They say Lark. Lark, how do they reach you for more info?
Okay. You know, one of the good things is on SageLink, NorthIowaSageLink.com. This information and under education, there's special resources on memory and thinking. And it's like fourth and fifth grade illustration, not to offend anyone, but it's easy to read, copy, share with your family or loved one to get the conversation going.
Love it.
Yep.
Lark, thanks a bunch.
Howdy doody. See you next time.
All right. See you next week. Lark Trick's with us, and that's our Caregiver Corner on KGLO.